Great Uniter's ambitions have ended, but the Earth Kingdom has fallen back into disarray. Can our heroes pick up the pieces? Strand Gamers presents a playtest campaign, Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
We are on with Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles, episode 20.
Wow, 20 already.
Yeah.
20
already. 20 already. We've been doing this for way more than 20 weeks.
Yeah, we did have our summer vacation kind of thing going on.
We did have our Kevin is a Dick vacation.
Yep.
And probably shouldn't be doing this one. Because Georgian, my internet is being unreliable, and Tom is dying of some sort of space plague.
Oh god, these cough drops are... You ever have a cough drop for too long and it suddenly gets all super sticky?
No.
I generally keep them in my mouth.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Do the intro.
Okay. Previously, let me see here. Previously on Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles, Blaze infiltrates Poe's pro-bending team at the behest of Daloon, and Zahar begins investigating Ezrin Dayu, the presidential candidate. After turning to Blaze, her favorite underworld contact, Zahar learns a tale shrouded in mystery, an accusation that someone out there is using firebender attacks as a cover for something even more sinister. As Zahar assembles her friends in her apartment to share this information, Sekhfa feels an uneasy presence. Weimwei grows wild and flees, with two airbenders in tow. Just then, Zahar and Soma, I'm a little drunk right now, discover the front door is sealed and detect gas filling the apartment.
Okay, I just had to take my headphones off for most of that because there was just a slight delay that was driving me mad.
Okay.
Hmm. Were you hearing it in both ways?
Well, yeah, I was hearing it from Nick because he's like 3 feet from me. And then I was hearing it on my headphones like half a second after.
Yep.
Oh yeah, is your new setup such that you guys are in the same room now when you play?
We were before.
Yeah, they were.
I thought you were, like, at least on the other half of a rather large room.
It's not a very large room.
It's a bedroom.
Fuck you. Your house sucks, too.
I'm just saying that room isn't very large.
Yeah, it's just average bedroom size.
Kevin's house is huge.
Yeah, my house is pretty bitchin'.
Kevin's house is huge.
I've never been. I'm assuming I will see it when I'm there in October.
Yes, certainly.
Anyway, so, did we ever come up with a plan for not getting incinerated?
I am getting my toolbox and then ripping the hinges off the door.
Oh. See, I was... Oh. No, that's,
That will continue blissfully flying away.
Once I see what she's doing, I'm actually just going to try and, like, brute force slam my way through the door.
Okay.
Like, kick it. Really hard.
Or shoulder it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, more specifically, you know, like, kick it down. Because, I have an announcement to make. I'm now rank 2 martial artist.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm rank 2 prowler. And rank 2 techie, so... Eat it.
Yeah, but I can kick things faster than you can find your tools, so I'm going to try and do that.
Well, my tools are just, like, 2 feet from the door.
Yeah, I don't know how much time you think you have, but... It's a cliffhanger, not a cliff. Game starts up and shit goes real slow.
Yeah, nope, gonna, like...
I mean, like, from what little I remember from last session, the airbenders heard, saw, felt explosion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's your vigor, Dom?
I have it as a martial artist.
Okay, cool. Make me, Obstacle 3, vigor roll.
Holy shit, I'm gonna die. Let's see.
Put all of your energy in it.
I mean, yes. That was the goal. So I have to actually set the die roller. Okay.
And hope that it isn't just blocked with a massive amount of stuff.
Oh, that would suck balls, wouldn't it? I'm gonna put eight energy into this, just in case I need to do something else. Like, immediately afterward.
Well, you will get a recovery roll if you succeed.
Oh, good point. 10 out of 10. Saving everyone's lives.
Well,
it is important that you make it out of this, I think.
Yep. Four, one, eight. One, one, eight, eight, nine, eight. 5 successes.
Yeah. You just throw yourself against the door, batter it down completely.
I weakened it by loosening the hinges, right?
Well, you were, like, reaching for your toolbox, and Soma just ran by and threw her body through your door.
Just
rear back and kick the motherfucker down.
A metal bar that had been laid across it just clatters, bent, and broken.
Aww.
To the floor.
They
so I'm going to grab my toolbox and knock on my neighbor's doors.
Can I finish talking?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's a hard, high-stress situation.
There is an apparatus around the door. Some sort of compressed air tank with a hose going underneath the door. And then there is basically a long oil-soaked fuse heading in to ignite the gas. Additionally, when you batter down the door quite quickly, you get a glimpse of a figure in a green cloak disappearing down the stairs.
I'm going to use the oil-soaked fuse. I'm going to take some of my, I guess, some of my booze that's in my jug, and I'm going to freeze the fuse and then break it. Like put ice around it, and then take the whole thing and just break it. Like, snap it before the fire gets there.
Okay. We'll make your recovery roll. I'm gonna...
9.
Nice. I'm gonna make this an obstacle too. If it was water, I'd probably give it to you for free, but since you're using alcohol that doubles as snowmobile fuel.
So really, I have to work quickly in order
for
this
basically,
to happen.
Between it igniting the alcohol and blowing up the room, you could have freeze it.
Yeah. So anyway, right, I'm going to make my roll, because I don't want to die again. I'm going to dump all my energy into it, and I'm only like one waterbender. So, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes again.
5, 6, Jesus. Okay.
I rolled 9 energy.
Yeah, you basically, like, sweep in the liquor, it starts to combust, and you freeze it, ending up with almost like a snow globe with a fiery explosion trapped inside. And then just rip it off from the fuse.
I'm going to run after that person that we saw.
Okay. How's your speed?
I don't know. If there's any special speed thing, I don't have it.
Okay, yeah, there is. It's called speed.
Well, I don't have any speed modifiers on any of my things.
Okay.
I would think that would be something that Prowler would have, like, as a... That's kind of odd.
You would have... It's not by default. It is a relatively cheap talent they have access to now. Although, admittedly, only since last week. It was an oversight on my part. Now they have a talent called Cheez-It. That gives
I was gonna call it like Clean Getaway or something, but Cheez-It is also pretty good.
Your opponent is putting in 5 energy.
5, you said?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll put in 5.
Uh,
I got 3 successes. And they were 10s.
Nice! Just outrolling the shit out of Nick tonight.
Yeah. I'm rocking the Gentleman Zero.
Oh.
You start running after, and then you hear a rip of cloth followed by a tumbling and thunking sounds of a solid fleshy body hitting stairs as it rolls down. The only thing surprising is there's no shout of pain or surprise.
He knew he was going to trip over his robe.
That's why you don't wear long robes when you're trying to make a clean getaway.
That's true.
Yeah, so I will go to him.
Yeah, you run down. You run down like 3 flights of stairs to the landing where it has eventually stopped, and you see the figure is sprawled out in an all green, a green cloak, green tunic, green pants, long green gloves. So no flesh is exposed. And a wooden mask that lacks holes for the eyes or mouth.
That's weird.
Etched into the wood, in the center of the face, is a symbol. It is a circle that with a line that cuts it in half horizontally, expanding beyond the circle, and one that crosses it vertically.
Doing the same thing?
Yes. So basically the two lines divide it into quarters and expand beyond the bounds of the circle.
Just makes me think of like a precision kind of sign, only it has the lines through the circle.
And the figure is just laying there.
I will see if I can take the mask off.
Yeah, you grab the edges of the mask. You can feel it feels like it's tied back with some sort of ribbon or cord. It's easy enough to yank off. And you see a man. Probably late 30s, maybe, but very pale. Do you have any kind of medicine?
Only if piloting or driving would be medicine?
No, neither of those are.
Or invention.
First aid. Or other waterbending healing for when I inevitably get down there.
Yeah, well, I assume if you're following, you will catch up at this point and you find this person just as she pulls off this mask.
I don't know what it is.
You do have healing as a descriptor.
Yeah, I have healing as a descriptor, yeah.
Okay. You want to make me obstacle 1 healing?
Yeah, sure. Also.
Man, did you remember your replenish from your
success? I only got 5, so I'm going to toss 3 energy into this one. I got 1 success.
1 success.
That's just what you needed.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm back up to 5 energy.
So, the first things you notice, this guy's neck is broken. Oof. Quite dead.
That's a nasty fall.
The second thing you notice is that this person's kind of bloated and waxy and has a vacant stare, all of which is typical for a person who's been dead for 2 or 3 days.
Huh.
Ugh.
Oh god, is there some sort of bloodbender?
No harm.
Sahara, we've been attacked by a dead guy. If this guy's responsible for it, he didn't make this decision consciously, I can tell you that much right now. Ugh. Wait a second. What if somebody's sending zombies after us?
Zombies aren't real.
I have evidence right here.
What about, you know, that bloodbending thing?
Oh, how much
remember
blood
that
have,
like gang leader with the trial? Because he was a bloodbender.
I was trying to tiptoe around that, but yes,
like probably something like that. Would be my guess.
Yeah, but could you actually do that from?
Well, bloodbending can take away bending, so I don't see why it can't move a dead person.
Well, I mean, yeah, but what about, you know, range? I mean, I can bend from a pretty far distance away, but...
Apparently a very powerful bender, then?
Oh boy, oh
I don't
boy.
Care. Bloodbending's powerful.
Oh boy. bloodbender, and... They're powerful enough to send corpses after us from outside of a building? Because I don't see anybody else
in
here.
Well, maybe they live here. There's other apartments.
Why would they want to blow up their own building?
To get at me?
Why are you so important?
I don't know.
Sahar, is there something you were going to tell us today?
I think I already told you a lot of it.
Okay.
Yeah. That there's people using firebenders or things that look like firebenders to kill off union people, you know, engineers, political people, etc.
So you think maybe this person, what if this bloodbender can bend people who used to be bloodbenders, and the bloodbender can make them bend because they're moving their body.
Or they just use tech to do that, like the thing we saw in front of my door.
Like flamethrowers that are handheld?
No, like the compressed air and like the little oil-soaked rag.
The magic.
That's freaky. And dangerous. Man, why do you get all the cool enemies?
Do you want people to try killing you all the time?
I mean, no, never a dull moment.
Exactly. You never get rest.
You like sleeping. Hey, where are Sekhfa and Delu?
They went out the window.
Wow, what? What? Just... Really... Really fucked us right there, huh?
Yeah, they did.
It was your inability to exit through the window that fucked you.
They seem to have managed.
They
Speaking
did.
Of, Wei Wei gets a couple blocks away before she calms down.
Oh. Wait, so there was no explosion, just running away.
Yeah.
Okay. Retcon.
There was no retcon. There was no explosion.
There was just a hiss of gas.
Okay, I thought you said they saw an explosion.
That's just what I remember, which means I remembered wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a while.
99%.
Yeah, the closest
sure.
thing I remember to what might be confused as an explosion is there's like a hiss.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I will continue to coo at her and continue to calm her down?
We're gonna have to fix your door. I'm gonna heft the body over my shoulder. Let's get this guy into your apartment.
Well, or maybe we should, you know, get someone who deals with dead bodies to take care of the dead body.
I guess we can call the police, sure.
Yeah. Police will really know what to do.
Well, with the dead body, at least. Probably not about the assassination attempt.
I will head to my apartment and call the police.
Yeah, you've got tell one of those, them, like, ham radio phones, right?
Yeah.
I don't actually know.
Tell them that we found a dead body.
A dead body?
We'll be right there. Don't move
Wowzers!
Oh, don't move it.
I drop it.
The background of the phone is just thunk.
Don't move it, thunk.
Mui Mui settles down, just hovers in the air, like fur starts to unpoof. And she looks at you for guidance. Sekfa.
Well, if nothing's happened at the apartment, we're headed back. Like, I don't know what freaked her out and drove her out this way in the first place, but...
Yeah,
done now.
You fly back to the apartments. The front door is busted open and there is a corpse on the floor.
I will follow what Mui Mui is doing, because I was kind of following anyways.
I'm assuming at some point you guys walked over and turned off the gas.
Yeah.
Yes. While I'm waiting for the gas.
Hold on, let me get the fuel air mixture just right with my airbending.
Do I notice explosion? Anything significant, yes, about the corpse? Spirit wise, I mean.
Yes. You recognize it as the source of that sensation that you had earlier. Of basically, you sense that presence of just a void of spirit energy.
I guess I'll walk around it, kind of getting used to the feel.
What'd you do with the mask?
Oh, guess I have it in my hand, or I put it down on my table or some shit.
Okay.
Can I go and take a closer look at that mask?
It's here, go ahead.
Yes, I'm kind of wondering if cemeteries feel like this.
No.
I'm gonna put the mask on.
You've encountered dead bodies before, and I mean, obviously, they're not pleasant to be around, but... Didn't feel like this.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the mask on.
Is all there, right. Like,
eye holes? And now you're a dead body.
You put
it's
the
mask. It's a killing mask.
You can't see. You can't breathe. There's a film left by decaying skin.
Yum!
Delicious.
Yeah, take the mask off.
Okay. Your world is better.
I'm gonna go and hopefully Zahar's got running water because I'm gonna go wash my face. Ugh. Well, whatever was wearing this mask sure as hell wasn't alive for long in it.
Or it was put on a dead body.
Could be.
Well, I mean, yeah, zero is not a long time to be alive in it.
Maybe it was a torture device, and they put it on the person to suffocate them.
Ooh.
We're dealing with a real sicko
here. Can you tell how they died?
I can try. I know they're dead.
but we really don't want to mess with the body. Maybe we should wait for the professionals to get here for that one.
Hmm. I don't know what to do with it.
I'm just sitting by the body, because it feels weird.
Yeah.
What, you like doing things that feel weird?
No, it's just unknown, and I don't know what to make of it. Curiosity. Yeah.
This is how you'll end up, Sekhra. Not now.
I'm just gonna sort of, like, fidget around and clean up a little bit while fidgeting around.
Okay. Yeah, a short while later, you hear sirens, and then two of the metal-bending police rush up the stairs and into the room. Stop and look at your door. Look. You didn't walk in. What happened here?
A dead body tried to kill me?
What?
Yeah, it sounds a little weird. Well, we were all hanging out in here, and, I don't know if you noticed, the door's been broken down. We had to break down the door to get outside because somebody set up what it looks like a kind of a weird gas bomb outside.
Yeah, they
managed to stop it.
The gas was hissing out, and I turned that off. And
yep, so that should be safe. Although I wouldn't light any fires in here for a while, just in case.
And that corpse ran, tumbled down the stairs.
So he fell down the stairs and died.
No, it's definitely, whatever the corpse is, it's definitely been dead for a few days. You can take a look at it, see? And I guide them over, I point out all of the, like, weird kind of bloated features of a corpse that's been decaying. It's like, this is the corpse we found, and it's definitely been dead for more than just the few seconds or few minutes after it fell down the stairs. Somebody's making it. Something out there made it move.
Do you realize how insane that sounds?
No. Not in at all.
Not in this universe, doesn't.
Just means that somebody was doing something very, very, very illegal and morally reprehensible to do so. You ever heard of, quote-unquote, blood bending?
Yes.
Well, human bodies, even if they're dead, are still made of blood.
So you think a bloodbender grabbed up a corpse, controlled it over here to set up an apparatus to make your apartment explode?
No, not even sort of. One, this isn't even my apartment. Two, just because we found the corpse doesn't mean that the corpse was the only thing that was part of this. They could have just been a distraction. We found the wrong person.
I'm not sure it's bloodbending.
Hmm?
I don't know. Is it a male-looking body?
Yes.
Right. He just feels weird.
Like, maybe that's just what dead people feel like.
But I've been by cemeteries before, and this is different? Bad? Worse? Nothing? I don't know.
Oh, my theory's trash.
Not necessarily.
It's not like the police will find out who did it anyway. They never do.
We're right here. I have feelings.
Be better at your job.
Yes, figure this out.
I think I will be better at my job. You want to say why this person would want to blow up your apartment?
How should I know? I make things.
Well, maybe we better bring you in for questioning.
Seriously?
Hours and hours of questioning. You know, we want to be thorough and good at our jobs.
Yeah, let's just fucking torture the victim in this.
You'll torture people.
Yeah, I love sitting in a small room being talked at and questioned and, you know, thought of as guilty.
Sorry,
awesome way to spend the afternoon.
You do have a corpse in your sitting room.
I'm going to step in and you put my socialite powers to use here. So I can assure you that we have nothing to do with how this corpse got to be a corpse or anything like that. And we'll gladly let you investigate the entire area if you want, but we have no idea why this person might have come over and set up this apparatus.
Seriously, if I was responsible for this corpse, why would I call you?
I was like, we were hanging out in here, we were just having some tea, and then all of a sudden, you know, the entire thing went off. I mean, you do know who we are, right? We hang out together. We've been in the news. We're four friends.
Alright, what kind of skill descriptor are you using?
I am lying to him.
Because we're definitely friends.
And we definitely... Well, I was going to say that
that's
we...
That's the lie.
We,
Well, is it a lie if someone believes it?
No, we definitely know that, it's pretty easy to deduce that whoever decided to attack the, whoever decided to attack the apartment knows something about Zahar's activities or rather her getting involved with that, presidential candidate person.
Or it could be other things.
I mean, yeah, there's a multitude of enemies you could have made over time, but I'm going with that one.
Maybe it's because I'm helping Blaze out.
I'm going to say it's an obstacle 3 because Zahar has been directly insulting them.
You owe me a big one for this one. All right, let's see.
Hey, not trusting authority is my burden.
I only have 5. Yeah. I only have 5 energy, so let's see. This is I have 1 rank in it. Target is 7, or is it 8 if I have a rank in it?
It's 7 if you have a rank.
7 if I rank in it. Okay. Fingers crossed.
I thought you were level. Oh no, you're a level 2 martial artist now. Oh,
level 2 martial artist. I'm a level 1 socialite. Aw, shit, kid! 8, 10, 8, 9, 5! I'm the best! I gotta make a screenshot of this just to show what the fuck is going on here.
Also, don't forget your replenishment roll.
I'm a motherfucking king! Queen? Queen!
Okay. Georgia, you can take a moxie for playing your burden, which is something I really gotta remember to give out more. I'm mad at that. Yeah, alright. They go around, they briefly take witness statements, poke at the corpse some. They don't notice the mask unless you guys are pointing it out to them. They're loading up this body.
I'm not gonna point it out, it won't help them.
Yeah.
Okay.
If anything, I'd probably just grab the mask and put it in my robes or something and just be like, nope, we're going to investigate this ourselves.
Okay. Yeah. They load up the body and take it away. They do take the gas cylinder and hose and all that crap.
That's good. He had a real problem with authority. But you know what? I honestly can kind of understand. Those guys are being dicks.
Alright, now I need to look into getting a door.
You have a door. Just broke the bar.
Well, is this an apartment or a condo? Door...
Oh, you ripped out the hinges. You broke the wood.
Yeah, it's broken in half. And... the halves are splintered.
You're gonna have to replace that whole frame.
Yeah, I'll start, like, prying the frame off and shit.
Okay.
Any idea on why we might have just been attacked by a gas bomb?
Someone hates us.
Someone hates Zahar.
We're all of us. You never know.
Very specifically Zahar, though.
Well, I mean, we all happen to be here.
Who would know that we were all here?
Could have hacked the phone line.
Hmm.
Is your phone being tapped? Is there a way to tell?
No, is there a way I could tell if my phone line was tapped at all?
Yeah, oh, you like repair or something?
Repair? Okay. Is there going to be some sort of,
Two.
Two? I'll do five. So it's... I have two, so it'd be six or higher?
Yes.
It's four.
Okay. That'll do.
Two sixes, two tens.
Yeah, you have to yank some of the cord out of the wall.
Oh, my apartment's already got a ripped off door.
You sure your landlord's okay with this?
But you can see that someone has basically split it. Split the wires so that anything you say gets transmitted to the regular switchboard and somewhere else.
Yep, it was tapped. I'm gonna make my replenishment roll. Fucking rolling tens all the goddamn day today.
We're having a good day for rolls. A really good day for rolls.
Don't make me roll anything, I'll ruin it.
Yeah, alright, so Kevin's not allowed to roll anything today.
Yep, I'll just
so
I'll
he
just
won't
take
contribute
that
like always.
Yep.
Oh.
I'll just go take that nap now.
Just okay. Wondering, would ancient lore get me anything on the zombie?
Like the mask?
Yeah, give me a roll.
Yeah.
Give me a roll.
Yeah, maybe the mask or something.
More successes, the better.
Open-ended!
Spending so much right now. Full energy, so... Sure, I'll use all 10. I might as well, really, at this point.
That's the spirit. Yellow swaggins. Come on. Show them what you got.
Hang on. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, wait. Note that 6 counts. 7.
7 successes?
Yeah, because my ancient lore is under my sage, which is 2, which pushes, so that's why that 6 was included. Yeah.
You guys are having a good night for rolling.
Truly efficient rolling.
Like, I have seriously rolled 6 tens today.
I've rolled a bunch of 8s.
So I only recovered 5, but eh.
Well, here's a bunch of stuff I didn't think I'd be telling you guys.
Oh, okay.
There are tales of zombies, vampires, the living dead, pretty much as there are in all cultures. Across the four nations, they tend to be tied to the elements of, you know, Fire Nation thinks that sometimes a firebender can reignite the spark of life within a corpse. Air nomads believe in the Chinese-style vampires that can't see you if you're holding your breath.
Oh, and they jump around.
Yeah.
Oh, vampires jump and nobody comes.
Essentially, there's a lot of stories about the living dead that are inconclusive and contradict one another. What is more interesting than the body itself is the symbol on the mask. That is an ancient symbol that once belonged to an Earth Kingdom philosopher first described it. And he said that people traditionally view the world or existence as being in two parts. There's the mortal world and the spirit world. And pretty much everybody agrees on that. But he theorized that there are actually four sections of reality. The two lines represent continuums. The horizontal line is the ethereal to the physical, and the vertical line is the fleeting to the eternal. And these concepts divide reality into four sections. The mortal realm and the spirit realm that everybody knows, and those are the two physical realms. Mortal realm is fleetingly physical, the spirit realm is eternally physical. However, this philosopher speculates on the other side you have the ethereal realms. And the ethereal fleeting realm is the realm of thought, and that is where ideas and invention and art come from. The eternal ethereal realm is the realm of death, is where the spirits of the dead pass on to. Now, you got seven, right?
Yeah, just not sure if Sakai would actually remember all this stuff.
Maybe she.
Because,
she has some place she can go to look it up. You know, like she knows the symbol. I know exactly where this is.
Okay, no. So I feel like if she were to find this information, it'd be something she saw, like in the Air Temple Library or something. Like she found a pretty book with drawings.
Yes. So we're going to assume you thought about this. You remembered seeing in your, like, some superstitious folklore that your crazy grandma knew. And you remembered, that was some Earth Kingdom philosopher. Run back to the Air Temple Island and look him up. And then that turns up, it turns up a little bit, basically the information on that symbol. However, you also go to the Republic City Library and dig around in the archives there, because you were apparently an amazing lore person.
I probably had someone who could actually read in tow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Zahar would probably go. And...
Yeah. Shit, yeah. We're all going to be a part of this. It's like, we're Sekhfa's research bitches.
Yeah.
Sekhfa's
just like, come on, we're doing this. I remember things. Yeah, and this, you spend most of the rest of the night doing this. But when you get to the Republic City Archives, you start researching it and find out that it has recently come up. The city is undergoing something of a resurgence in interest in basically spiritualism and the occult. Secret societies pop up and people hold seances and other such nonsense. And you learn that this symbol has recently been adopted by one of these secret societies that are usually nothing more than social clubs where rich people hang out. And it calls itself the Society of the Quartered Realm.
Huh.
And Sekhfa sits around as slave master forcing people to read for her.
Yeah.
She's got her whip. Cracks it in the air because she's an air disciple, so she can't hurt anyone.
Right. And really, the only modern information you find out about it is that there have been some presidential donations made in the name of this secret society.
Who has they been donating to?
Fu Huan, the Earth Kingdom noble.
Huh.
and we are on the side of the industrialist person, so they must know somehow
that well, at least I am. You guys.
Yeah. Unaffiliated.
Hey, I was going to say, any friend of Zahar's is a friend of Soma's.
And mine is the union guy, not the industrialist.
I thought the industrialist... Oh, that's right. The union guy is the one who wants to make everything a little bit more equal.
Yes.
Although you'd never catch him saying that in a campaign speech.
A little more fair.
Yeah.
It's a little more fair.
Lee Track. He supports placing limits on bending, equalized pay for non-benders, basically unionizing and replacing as many bending jobs as possible with machines. The person you're investigating is Ezrin Dayu. And she is a wealthy firebending industrialist, recently endorsed by the Republic City Tribune.
And then we learn that the earthbending guy, the earth noble anyway, is apparently getting donations by a group that happens to have the same symbol as zombie dude that attacked us.
Yes.
So it looks like... I was going to advocate going to Lee Trek directly and being like, hey, we'd like to offer you our protection, but this is also really interesting.
He wants distance between the people investigating his opponents and him.
Was that something that, I don't recall.
That's something I think Zahar may have said.
Mm. Okay.
If not, she said it now.
Yeah, well, I said it now.
Seems like somebody knows.
Yeah, either somebody knows or I just happen to be a target for them.
Do we know the fire?
Do we know what?
Well, no, I'm kind of putting it together in my head right now that people have been faking firebending attacks. What better way to fake a firebending attack than to set up a gas bomb?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one mystery a little closer to being solved.
Also, I gotta move.
Yeah.
Like, they got into my apartment, tapped my phone, and then set off a bomb.
Hey, if the phone's being tapped, maybe we can follow the wire to find out where it's being tapped to.
Well, first we had to go on an epic research adventure, so...
Oh, that's true. Alright, well then, we can still do the other thing. Well, but...
Like, I'll probably have to rip apart some wall to do that. It's okay, I live in a slum.
It's like wee hours of the morning when you're done researching. Because you guys started in the evening.
Gonna fall asleep.
Oh, she's all tuckered out. You know, Zahar, is there anything valuable in your apartment?
Well, there's the phone. And various other gadgets that might be working.
Could you just put some of that stuff in a bag? Because I'm insisting that you stay at my place tonight, rather than, you know, open door, gas bomb target apartment in the slums.
Yeah, okay.
Alright.
I will pack up some of my shit and end up staying with Soma.
There's room.
Okay.
It's like for 3 o'clock in the morning. I finally have an excuse to wake up at the crack of noon.
Daloon, I'm assuming that makes you responsible for getting Sekfa home.
Sure.
As usual.
Yeah. Babysitting. It's what I do.
She should just start calling you Dad.
But I have a dad.
Dad too.
Yeah, she really calls him. It's not like brother or anything. You call him like uncle or something, or is that what you just?
No,
that's what she calls pretty much any older male.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's young enough to be
Oni-chan.
Oni-chan.
Yes, I call you the Oni-chan equivalent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Nah, let's go Daloon Senpai.
No, you are not Senpai to me.
Senpai!
About the same time.
What? I am totally training you in this whole sound betting shit. It's fine, Daloon Sama.
That's Sensei, isn't it? Isn't Senpai just, like, older student thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is just elder, which I am.
Well, it could be, what is it, Sefu Daloon? Because he is teaching you, in theory, sound bending.
I guess. Would you have told he's me actually just to teaching you that? Because
no.
Unless you're not going to, unless you tell me, I'm just going to stick with what I've been calling you.
Okay, Sama it is.
No.
Good old shitface. No.
Oh boy, shitface Daloon. Yes. Uh-oh, Daloon's shitfaced again.
Okay.
Things that happen.
So everybody retreats and goes to sleep. Is that correct?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Daloon and Sekfa, how late are you sleeping?
Well, until the crack of dawn, obviously.
Okay, that's like 3 hours.
Okay, fine. Add 5 hours.
Okay.
That. So, 11.
So you're probably waking up around 10-ish?
Wow.
Sure.
Wow,
that was some delay.
Yep. Alright, I think we're back on track. Yeah, you wake up around 11.
Okay. Well then. To training.
Yep.
I'll make a soundbender out of you.
Well, food first.
Fine, food first.
Also, for those keeping track, the presidential election is in 2 days now.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
48 hours remain?
Well, a little less. From when the polls open.
Yeah.
Okay, Daloon, you wake up and find that there is a note that has been slid through the crack in your door.
Oh, I shall read this note. Actually, no, I'll just discard it.
Okay.
I'm going to read it.
It is written in a very neat, practiced hand, and it says, "Money stolen. Planning how to get more. Unsure of initial source." And it is unsigned.
Huh.
Did you just type No. Okay.
Read that again. This seems like it's not for me, even.
It seems like it would be Blaze telling you about Poe.
I guess.
Money stolen, working on how to get more, unsure of initial source.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's clearly saying, like, the money is stolen.
Or maybe the money was stolen from him.
Supply?
Huh. Okay. He needs to be less curt in his secret notes. Maybe that's just me.
What the fuck? Hold on a second. Why would Blaze send you a letter and not Zahar if it was an update?
Because he knows that I'm the
one
asking
for this.
Because it's
not my brother.
Yeah.
And Blaze has snuck in things to his room before.
Also,
I didn't know about that first part.
The ointment for his burn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember that burn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that burn.
I don't think he's taken that in. I thought he just sent a messenger with that. Regardless.
Yeah, I thought it was a messenger.
But you know he's been on the island training with Poe.
Yeah, so it's really convenient for him to slip it under there. Huh.
Hey, slip and Daloon notes. Gonna have to write my slash fic about that.
Interesting. Okay, so I'm guessing
slash
that the money
fics are just Blaze slash everyone.
The man is handsome.
I'm just
and well mannered.
Yeah, I'm just guessing that.
But a bit of a bad boy.
That's just another plus, right?
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So Poe's money is definitely stolen. He probably still has the money. He stole it from someone, almost certainly. God damn it. Well, you know what? At least it's not drugs, you know? Unless it is.
Unless he stole it from a drug dealer.
Yeah, that'd be bad. No, he'd be dead. I think. I don't know. Anyways, that's a nice update. So, gather Sekfog, get food, and then I guess we're going to focus on the art of jiggling. Air.
So are you all fat now?
No, we're going to focus on the art of jiggling air.
Good thing Sekfog doesn't know anything about airbending, right?
Yeah. Jiggle the air. Now jiggle it faster. 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 Tighter. Faster. Tighter.
Gross.
Harder?
No, not harder. Just faster and tighter. Okay, now harder. Boom. And you too will be a soundbender.
I'm trying, but getting it all wrong?
Damn it. I mean,
it doesn't seem like you're a very good teacher.
I mean, okay, how about this?
Since you're just yelling, like, faster and all that.
Feel the air in front of you as I talk to you. Do you feel it moving as I talk? Your ears feel it moving. But can you?
I'm gonna scoot closer to your mouth.
Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs? Are you feeling it now?
Well, you're blowing as you breathe out.
Yeah, but the sound is vibrations in the air. Like, the air is moving. That's what sound is. It's air moving. That's why we can stop it. Or make it. Okay, I don't think we need to actually go through those shitty lessons anymore.
I just wanted to know how long you'd do it.
Until one of our users, or not users, listeners, slits their wrists.
Okay.
You think that's happened now?
It probably already has. Who knows how many people hung themselves in that time?
20.
Maybe.
Maybe I should feel bad about it. Maybe not.
Zahar and Soma. You're probably living in, or staying in Soma's sparse-ass apartment. That has her one bag of stuff, and now Zahar's one bag of stuff.
Oh, I probably have like two or three bags of stuff, and then a box of tools.
Yeah, okay. See? Stuff.
Living the high life, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just need to find something to sleep on later at some point.
Yeah, I'm just sleeping on the floor with
I'm
some
also
blankets.
Just sleeping on the floor. It's really not that different from the tent.
except that it's nicer than the tent. So
because there's no rock just right up in your back.
Yeah, it's still a bonus. I'm just like, man, flat floors. Ah, haven't had that in a while. Well, actually, we've been staying in hotels everywhere we go, so really, this sucks. So what are we going to do today?
I'm probably going to look for another apartment. And well, I still have work to do for Blaze.
The presidential election is in 2 days, though.
Yeah.
Can you put your work for Blaze off? For, like, 2 days?
Well, or until we figure something out. But kind of leading us in a different direction now.
Well, I'm more concerned because, so if they attacked your apartment and you are in my apartment, then the longer it takes us to solve this problem, the more likely it is that this place becomes a target, and then I'm going to be homeless again.
Okay. I can leave your apartment then.
But then you're just gonna, wherever you go, you're gonna be in trouble. Now you've got people stalking you.
I'm used to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you get used to that? It's terrible.
Because people have stalked me and tried to kill me.
Well, now you have people who are trying to tell you that shouldn't happen?
Well, it does happen.
Why don't you go try and find the people who are stalking you? God, you're just making yourself a target.
Well, I found some. And, like, some of them, they're not really a threat. Like, that waterbender guy, whatever.
Who?
Ben's water says I killed his sister.
Who?
Everyone.
That guy.
What? You don't even want to find out who was tapping your apartment?
Well, yes.
Well, why don't we go do that instead?
Okay.
All right, let's do that. Come on.
Let's get some food first.
Oh, fine. Do you have any money?
Yes. So we get food and then go head to my apartment, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
To try to figure out where the tap line is going.
Okay. Well, you follow it outside where it joins up with the other utility lines. So, okay. Unless you're planning on taking apart the utility lines.
Well, we can't just, like, look at the wire? Somebody must have attached it on the outside.
Yeah. And it goes up and it joins a bunch of other wires and on the poles.
Oh, we can't just look at the wire?
It blends in with the other wires.
Yeah, it's a giant braided bundle of black wires.
It's braided in.
How could somebody get this
That was bad delay.
Oh. How could somebody get this in place without, like, I don't know, anyone noticing?
Magic.
Acting like their utility truck and working on it in plain sight.
Oh, I thought it was going to be easy. We just keep on, you know, pulling the wire and walking across the city, like we did now.
For, like, the 10 feet?
Yeah. Just, you know, times maybe 1,000. Was that a dead end? That's it?
I guess. Like, I mean, I could try tearing apart that shit, but we'd probably be noticed.
Hmm.
only we had some way to look at it up close. No, that's a stupid idea.
Getting a metal ladder to look at it up close?
I was actually going to suggest making Shoku climb the wire and then following him.
You could always try it. I don't know if it'll work.
See if he runs along the wire. If it's if it's been added very recently, then it's probably not threaded deeply into anything else. It's bound to all the other wires.
Yes, but he's also a dumb animal. Or she, I don't know.
It's a he, and he's not dumb.
He's a rodent. Like, he doesn't have human intelligence. Like, you can try it. I don't know what we'd get from it, though.
Clever trait?
What's that?
Doesn't Shoku have, like, clever trait or whatever?
Yeah, actually, it very specifically has the traits that make him smarter than the average animal. That was the whole purpose.
So he still doesn't have human intelligence.
No, but they can obey it. Like, animals can obey simple commands. Like, Moi Moi can, for example.
Yes, but the thing I'm trying to get at is, how do you say follow this specific wire that's interwoven with other wires?
So, this is beyond the simple command. I will let you make a roll. I'm going to say... Fuck. Just roll me 5 dice for Shoku's energy, because I'm changing how animal companions work. I don't like them sharing energy, but it's going to be difficulty 10. So basically, roll 5 dice and let me know if you get any tens.
What? Difficulty 10, not obstacle 10.
Yes.
Okay.
The target number.
Yeah, sure. Got 1.
Okay.
Is that enough?
It'll get you somewhere.
Okay. Insult my pigmos.
Okay. Shoku scampers along the wires, sniffing, occasionally reaching down, biting, make sure that he's staying along the right one. You guys follow on the ground for a couple blocks. Then it gets to a big junction station. It's like kind of a big office building. It's a telephone exchange, essentially, where the switchboards and stuff converge. And they direct the calls.
So do you think somebody on the inside here is? Does Shoku have a replenishment roll as well, or do they have their own energy?
It'll just be 5.
Oh, okay. Until
I figure out the actual rules, which I am working on, but yeah, okay. Thinking I don't want to have people track a second energy pool, but I also don't want people using their own energy for everything animal companions do. Work in progress. Whip. Yeah, the wire leads to the official telephone exchange, just as any actual authorized wire would.
Shoot. Well, I am stumped.
Okay.
So wherever the exchange is, it's inside this building. I don't know how these things work.
I told you we could follow the wire. I go into some, in-depth description on how telephones work.
I stare blankly ports. And then call my rat down.
Joker scampers down.
I give him a sip of the old 1-2. He's a tough little guy. And he promptly goes to sleep.
The booze keeps him drugged all the time. That's why I need him.
Always opiate?
Yeah.
Helps him sleep?
No, it's funny. I actually learned that rats are, compared to other animals, surprisingly tolerant to alcohol. Like, you still shouldn't let them drink it or anything like that, but because they're, like, because they can eat basically anything, they are more tolerant to it than other animal, like, than, say, obligate carnivores, for example.
So, like, because they eat rotten food?
Yeah, they just have, they just have the ability to process food, like, safer than their people. I mean, not people, safer than their animals.
Okay. You guys are standing outside the telephone exchange.
Okay, I just have no idea where else to go.
Okay.
Like, I have no idea how to get any information about any of this shit.
Yeah, it's like, well, we know where the line was being redirected to. It was this telephone switchboard place, but like that would imply that somebody is inside that building and was listening in on our calls. And that's it. It's... I don't know.
Okay.
This is a dead end.
Yeah, like I have no idea where to start or continue on for any investigation of this, or...
I gotcha.
The attack.
Any of you guys have ideas?
Not really.
I mean, you don't seem to have any connections within the place, so... No?
It's not like we can just go walking into a telephone switchboard office.
Okay. You guys walked into everywhere else.
Yeah, we still shouldn't do that.
I mean, like, the task force has been disbanded, so that was kind of our excuse before.
Yeah, we had authority before. We have, like, no authority at all now.
I just assumed it was because you guys were assholes with no idea of personal boundaries.
No, we earnestly believed we had we had authority before.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, back at Air Temple Island...
Failing.
You know, you could not. You could just say, yep, I'm doing it.
Nope.
Just
nope.
Spend 5 XP. Spend 5 XP and do it. I will give you 5 XP.
No? You might not have XP to do that.
My current XP balance is 0 because I just spent it on insight.
Why did you not just spend it on sound bending?
Because you're a terrible teacher.
Also, sound bending, the basic is 15. So.
Oh.
Also, she is a terrible teacher, so.
Yep. Blaze approaches your training ground, still dressed in his pro-bending exercise gear.
Out of character, what did he say his name was?
Albert Park.
Wait, did he...
That's his Yeah, he's, I believe your brother me. Referred to him as Albert.
Oh, okay. Good afternoon, Albert. How is your training going?
Marvelous. I can learn how to be a dancing monkey. Owl. Dancing monkey owl.
You never know, it might be a handy skill for later.
You get my note?
I did get your note, and I'm somewhat disturbed by it. Wait, first of all, did it mean that the money he has is stolen from someone else, or the money he used to have got stolen from him?
Well, stolen from him by means of his own recklessness, I suppose.
Really? Oh, dear.
In that he is wasting it all of it down to the last yuan. But what I was referring to is that apparently he was supposed to be couriering that money somewhere, and instead he couriered it into his own pocket.
That is exactly what I was afraid of. That is exactly what I was afraid of. So, someone has to be hunting him at this point. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts. Someone wants his head.
Suppose. Unless he stole it from the world's kindliest person.
Yeah, what would you do if someone did that to you?
I would turn their torso into a smoking crater.
Like a more amped up version of what you did to me.
Like, you guys fought?
No. It wasn't much of a fight.
Accurate, that.
Very accurate.
When did you guys fight?
Your friend, Sifu, apparently, broke into my office.
Remember that one night with the bad ideas?
Huh?
And I got that cool flight suit. I still like the flight suit.
Yes, but didn't you break into Blaze's place?
Really?
Okay, never mind then. Nope, we never fought.
Well, hey, like the last time my in-character talked to Blaze was me asking if he had a brother.
Really?
I shrug. I have no words.
I feel like I don't have to ask anymore, but how's the teaching going?
I don't know. She just can't seem to grasp it. It might not be her thing. She's all more spiritual and whatnot.
Admirable.
So, I don't know. It'd be cool to have a pupil, but I'm not sure if Sekfa is going to be said pupil. Sorry, Sekfa. I mean, you're trying, and that's great, but...
Next thing he says is, God, I better teach Zahara this. She'd probably be better at it.
I don't know. Honestly, if I were you, I'd focus on making your spiritual affinity great. You know, make your strength awesome.
I wonder if learning music from Vega would be better.
Maybe. I don't know. I kind of want to actually talk to that waterbender that is on the team with you and Poe. Because I'm supposed to, you know, Tenzin told me to try to investigate using sound as kind of a destructive thing, how to amplify it and whatnot. And I think his whole waves thing might have a little something to it.
All right, he promised to take me go waveboarding.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm going to run over to wherever they are.
And also, we perpetually forget his name.
Just say Stoner Dude.
Moana, I think? Or was that the brother?
No, you're correct.
Moana, there
Moana
you go.
Moana and his brother is Ahi.
Moana, okay, Moana.
Milano Cookies.
No.
Yep, that's his name now, Milano Cookies. Much easier.
So Sekfa just goes running off looking for Poe and Moana?
Yep. You reminded me, I said, was promised. Waveboarding lessons and stuff.
Are are they even here?
Who knows?
She's gonna find out.
Well, I presume you do, but okay.
Yes, they're here.
Okay.
It is astounding to me that the group of you prevented me from getting my mecha tanks.
Well, I mean, we have Zahar.
That's true. anytime she wishes to trade up in teammates, I'm interested.
Well, now that the official task force has been disbanded, she might be more open to it.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, Raiko's... I guess President Raiko is coming to terms with the fact that in 2 days she's not going to be president anymore. Mm-hmm. And this was his special thing, so...
Yes. Prepare for President Dayu.
Oh, is that who you're rooting for?
Not particularly.
Ah.
I just keep up on these things. She's ahead of the polls.
Yes, she certainly is.
Although I suppose we have a lot in common. We're both business people, we're both firebenders.
Yes, she's more of an industrialist, though, isn't she?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what I think about any of that. I'm not really invested in the politics here.
Are you going to vote?
Honestly, if I did vote, I'm not sure I'm informed enough to make a good decision.
But rather than become informed, you're just going to be apathetic.
That's the Airbender way.
You are the argument against democracy.
No, I think the argument against democracy are the ignorant who do vote.
Well, thank you for taking yourself out of the equation.
Well, I can't make things worse. I'm not going to make them better, though. Anyways, I just wanted to say thank you very much for doing all this.
It is an exchange.
I know, but I mean, I'm still really appreciative that you agreed to, because you didn't have to.
No, I suppose I didn't. But maybe I was bored.
Well, not like regardless, I wanted to help
you, Baka.
Like, I'm not going to say that knowing these things makes me feel better, but having insight is valuable. And I'm grateful for it.
Yes. Well, your brother is not exactly a criminal mastermind, but he's trying to find another source of easy money.
Oh, dear. Story of his life.
Seems starting a pro-bending team is very expensive.
Really?
There's a lot of fees and buy-in and uniforms and gym rentals. It's quite a big money pit. Only the top 10% of teams are even profitable.
Wow.
It's rather a brilliant scam.
Yeah. Huh, actually, yeah. Because everyone wants to become a pro bender, so why not suck the money right out of them, huh?
It is an engine fueled by the naive like your brother.
There are many engines fueled by the naive like him. Oh, well.
Oh, well. So is he a lost cause, then?
No, he's definitely not a lost cause. He may be an idiot, but he's not a lost cause. I have to sit on this for a little bit and plan on how to approach it. Because certainly you know that in keeping secrets, if someone comes to you saying, yo, I know your secrets, the denial just gets worse.
And he's very quickly going to ascertain that as soon as he told them to me, they got back to you.
Yeah. So,
your brother is an idiot, but even idiots have their intuition.
Yes, so doing this patiently and thoughtfully is best. Such is the Airbender way.
Finally, a point of agreement.
Well, I'm glad you decided to come talk to me. I guess I'll let you get back to being, as you say, a dancing monkey. Well,
thankfully, practice is over for today.
Well, then, I guess I'll let you go back to being a respectable individual.
Appreciate it. Sekfa, you run off and find Moana and Ahi sitting on the shore. The sandy shore.
Hello.
Hey. Little sage airbender lady. How you doing, dude?
Good. I just remember you promised to take me to go waveboarding.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, we can do that. Ahi, you're gonna have to let her borrow your board, dude.
Ahi mutters something and runs inside.
Hmm. Yeah, we can get you set up.
Yay!
Has anyone ever told you you got, like, some serious spirit mojo swirling around you?
You have?
Oh, yeah, man, I remember now. Alright.
Yeah. Ahi returns swiftly with what is, in essence, a long plank with rounded edges.
Alright, we're gonna stretch you out real slow. Like, you should lay down on your stomach on the board and then we'll, like, push you out.
Okay. I will do that thing.
He kind of stands on the shore and calls out, like, alright, now face back this way.
Hang on, we'll do the first one laying down.
You can see him, like, reach out his arms and start to pull and push the water, creating a current that's rippling underneath you, till a wave rolls up underneath you and starts carrying you and the board back towards shore.
Ah! Gonna grip the board pretty tight.
No, keep your arms on the water!
And start to drag and tumble over.
Okay, I will let go of the board.
Yeah, essentially the wave just carries you along, almost like your glider suits do. You skim along the surface back towards the shore.
Huh. That was fun.
Yeah, come on, let me show you how it's done. Alright, stand up right here.
I will try to do that thing.
Yeah. He stands on the board with you, behind you, and puts one arm around you, and basically the water starts to skid under the board, and he is just propelling you with water bending.
Okay.
Yeah, now all you gotta do is, like, keep your balance, try not to tilt too much, and just do what I do, man. Real easy.
Okay.
And he takes you far out, much further than you did before. And you can just start to feel the motion of the ocean building underneath you.
Alright, this is gonna be a good one.
It is?
Yeah, man.
And then he drowns you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm expecting this entire time, is the drowning.
Yeah, a giant wave comes curling up, scooping up the board. Moana seems not concerned at all.
Well, I'm ever concerned? Really glad he's kind of holding me onto this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to be there much, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, there's basically a tsunami that's about to devour your protege.
Cool. She's in the hands of
the waterbender.
No, I thought
he just fired his protege.
No, we just told her that she's unteachable.
No. Just that this certain skill might not be her skill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This giant wave sweeps up the board. Moana's basically gripping you. He's actually really strong. And around his left arm, you can get a good look at all of these symbols and tattoos. And it's just a circle of waves that goes around. Something that looks like maybe teeth or fangs. One of the sun right on his shoulder, but they're all done in black ink. It basically covers his arm. And then there's the since it seems to stream down basically from the top down, what looks like the newest one looks like maybe a knife. It seems out of place. It's not as artful as some of the other ones. But he's gripping you tight and skims along the side of this wave. He just has a mastery of the board. That he skims along the water, feeling the currents going very fast, but I guess nothing you're not used to with gliding down.
But water is now involved.
Yes. There's a lot more water. Oh yeah, if you look up, like, the crest of the wave is over your head, dripping down on you. But yeah, he brings you in with a surge of speed into the shallows. At which point the board kind of stops and gets wobbly.
Uh-oh.
He lets you go, assuming that you've got it at this point.
No, I don't.
Okay.
She's unteachable, remember?
All right. You kind of struggle to get your balance and then tip the board over and throw you both into the water.
Yeah. I'm going to sputter around a bit before I remember that I know how to swim.
He emerges. His hair is soaked. His weird dreads that are all bound up into one bundle. Not unlike the wires your comrades were trying to follow. That was awesome, man.
That was kind of scary.
Well, yeah. What's the point of stuff if it's not scary? You know, you gotta take risks, or otherwise you might as well be dead, man.
I guess? That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, man. It makes total sense. It's like, you don't see dead people out there doing scary stuff.
Last night I did.
What?
There was apparently a dead person trying to kill one of my friends.
Are you gonna have to, Yeah, that doesn't. What?
I'm gonna launch into the explanation of the the quarters and whatever else I learned last night.
His eyes grow wide and he looks more serious and intense than you've seen him before. And it's... Daloon, you're watching them from the shore and they're just treading water, having some long conversation out there.
I wonder what they're doing. Oh, wait. I can eavesdrop.
Yep. You spend an energy and carry the sound all the way across the water. It's not hard. This water conducts sound very well already. And listen to her explaining everything about the corpse and what you learned.
She is so naive.
The Society of the Quartered Realm.
But yeah, that's what we learned last night.
Yeah, wow, man. That's something, huh?
Yeah.
Four realms, huh?
Apparently.
Like some sort of crazy Cartesian duality.
Yeah, so there's some stuff I gotta go do.
What are you going to do?
Oh, you know, like, probably waterbender stuff.
Aww. Okay.
You can keep boarding, though. Ahi can take you.
I'll try?
You're gonna have to use the actual waves, though. Which, I mean, not as good.
I'll try.
Probably better for a beginner, though. But you should totally spend some time with Ahi. I think he's got a crush on you.
He does?
Oh. Probably.
Oh, the last time I talked to him, he didn't say too much.
Oh, yeah, Ahi's kind of shy. You gotta, like, make him do whatever you want.
Because he's actually a zombie! No.
Okay. Well, I'll do that then.
Alright, cool.
Have fun doing water bending stuff.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Moana swims his way to shore.
I'm going to intercept Moana.
Okay.
Okay, so Moana, when you make the waves, is it like a... You said it's kind of like a pushing and a pulling and a pushing and a pulling, right? You're taking the waves that already exist and making them bigger? Or are you making your own waves?
What?
Like when you do your wave bending. Like, how do you do it?
A water bend, man. I'm a water bend.
Well, yeah, but I mean... Many people can water bend, not everyone can wave bend. Like, you're using water bending in a certain way to make it affect waves. You know, to work with the waves rather than throw in some sort of crazy dissonance that probably most water benders would and just cause the wave to fall apart.
Yeah, but like... The waves are already there, like, she's just gotta make them more powerful. It's like, you're not making air, right? You're just taking the air that's there and, like, pushing it.
Yes.
And then sometimes pulling it, and I just do that a bunch.
I see. Because I'm wondering if I can apply this to sound.
I don't, what do you want, man?
Well, no, I was just wondering how you did your wave bending, that's all. It's the pushing and the pulling of what's already there to make it bigger.
Yeah. Don't you know, like, a waterbender? Like, there was that lady, right?
Well, yeah, but she doesn't do wave bending. And I'm sure if she tried, she'd probably suck at it. It's not a technique she's learned.
Oh, yeah, she's from one of, like, the water tribes. And they're all like, let me shoot hoses of water or whips or, like, you know, ice and stuff, right?
Yeah, I've seen her do the ice. Actually, she bends alcohol.
All right. That's cool.
Talk to her about it sometime. I don't know. But, okay.
Hey,
I think I get what you're saying about the waves.
Why don't we go somewhere and talk, man?
Okay. Where do you have
them? We should let the two lovebirds, like, do their thing.
Man, knowing Sekfa and the good 5 minutes I've seen of your brother, that thing is not going to happen, but okay.
No, he's talking about you and him.
Okay, sure. Sure.
Yeah, why don't we go into town or something?
Okay. Do you have any place in mind?
Oh, it's a good place to talk about stuff where it's not going to be all loud.
I don't know, I'm sure we could find some sort of, like, tea houses. They're generally quite quiet.
Yeah, alright. All right, let me grab my board and we can just kind of skim out there. We don't have to wait for the ferry or anything.
Okay, cool.
And drowns Daloon.
Yeah. He goes and grabs his board. Throws it in the water and invites you to come stand on it.
Oh dear. Okay. No way, I'm good at this whole balance thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on to his waist.
No. He moves in behind you. Puts his big left arm around you.
Skims a little below the waist.
and he starts skidding out towards open water. So, your friend was, like, telling me all this stuff about this secret society.
From what we know, it's an ancient secret society, but yes, she is... She's blissfully naive, and she honestly needs a lesson on discretion.
Yeah,
no
man.
No one told me this was like, secret.
It's literally a secret society.
That is, like, this is why you need a lesson in discretion, so you don't have to be told it's secret.
Yeah, you don't have to be told that it's a secret society.
Yes.
But it is right there in the book!
Yeah, man, like, going around talking about this stuff could be dangerous.
Believe me, we're all aware of her habits of talking about things she probably shouldn't. This is not the first time she's done it.
So, like, what are you guys gonna do about it?
We're not very sure.
Huh.
But you mean her tendency to do that or the secret society thing?
The secret society, man.
We're actually not that sure, because being a secret society, it's not like we can go infiltrate them.
Well, it doesn't really seem like any of your business, does it?
Well, I mean, when presumably they try to kill us, it kind of becomes our business, huh?
Yeah, man, what a mess. So you notice you're really not heading in a straight line towards Republic City proper. You're just kind of skimming along in open water.
Not at all suspicious.
So, where are we going?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to find a good spot. Like,
good spot for what?
You know, like a tea shop or something. You see anywhere that looks good to you?
This is the ocean?
Yeah, no, but you can shops. See the shore over there, man. You have eyes, don't you?
Okay, I see the problem. You can't find any tea shops because we are way too far away from the shore. They're too far away to see.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I get you, man. Here's the thing, though. I just wanted to, like, help you out. Tell you that sometimes, like, when you get involved in stuff like this, man, it can be dangerous.
Was I right, drowning Daloon?
Is that a threat?
No, man, I'm just warning you, like, that's evil secret society already tried to hurt you. They might go after your family next, man.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
They might go after Poe.
Let's get some tea. And he starts to actually head for the city.
And by city, he means Atlantis.
Yes.
Straight to Atlantis. It's not sunken yet, though. It's actually a very nice place.
And then he sinks it. World's most powerful waterbender. Sinks Atlantis.
Well, yeah, I'm going to get killed by anyone. It might as well be the world's most powerful waterbender. Like, I wouldn't even feel bad about that. It'd be like an honor.
Yeah, he rolls up to shore, gets the water to throw his board up in the air, and catches it. All right, man, let's get some tea.
Indeed. I do enjoy a good tea. As long as it doesn't have any sparkly bits in it, though.
Why would tea have, like, sparkle bits, man?
Just a Lawn family recipe. One of the royal court of the Earth Kingdom.
Yeah, man. Gemini. You're assuming I don't know my Earth Kingdom royal families?
I don't know. Waterbenders usually don't.
That is, like, cultural discrimination, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyways, yeah, they put Gemini in their tea. So if you piss them off later, they can earthbend that Gemini in your stomach to make it forcefully rip through your gut.
Man, did that happen to you?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Well, that's not cool, man.
No, you're right, it's not. It was extraordinarily painful.
Alright, well, let's not go to the Lawn family for tea, then.
Definitely not. The taste was pretty mediocre as well.
Oh, even worse. But I heard they're, like, not around anymore.
I don't know what became of them after we left.
There is no Lawn family in Ba Sing Se.
He walks with you to a tea house.
And then drowns you in the tea.
Water bends the tea right into my lungs.
That's okay, just airbend the air right out of his.
I don't have that talent.
Although and he will happily field any questions you have about making waves.
Okay. I go on about that like a goddamn nerd.
Okay.
For most of the time.
like a goddamn nerd. You mean you are a goddamn nerd, right?
Darn right. Like the goddamn nerd that I am, okay? You know, now I'm extremely worried about the people my brother is surrounding himself with. The only trustworthy person is Blaze.
Isn't that hilarious?
The only trustworthy person is the mob boss.
Yup.
I mean, he's a man of his word.
He at least conducts himself respectably. He's a criminal, but he's a respectable criminal.
And remember when Zahar tried to tell you that, and maybe you should knock on his door, and then you ignored that?
I do remember that, and I haven't learned to remember that by. Actually, yeah, bad things happen to my abdomen. I probably have scars from the Gemini, I probably have a scar from that burn.
They all just sort of meld into one scar. That's actually a map of Republic City.
I have to get tattoos. It's like bad decision number one, bad decision number two.
Ask Moana, maybe he can hook you up. He apparently knows a guy.
Or maybe he is the guy.
Oh yeah, water bending ink into people's skin.
With a needle.
Oh, but then being able to move it around after, oh god, that would hurt. That'd probably hurt like a bitch.
Yeah. So you guys, Zahar and Soma, you stand around at the telephone exchange, unsure of what to do for a while. What are you doing after that?
Maybe we could come at night, where there's less people haggling to be there.
Yeah, certainly we could. Alright, well, in the meantime, we should at least make sure we know which wire is the one we're looking for.
You're pretty quiet.
You're really quiet.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to run out of steam.
Alright.
We should at least mark the wire to make sure we know which one we're looking for, or something like that. I'd be okay with sneaking inside, though. Well, I wouldn't personally be okay with sneaking inside, but I could watch while you do it and make sure that nobody stops you.
Okay.
So we have a plan! You're probably going to want to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Let's go buy beds!
Well, I also want to look for an apartment.
We're not gonna be roommates?
I would just put you in danger.
But that's the point. We're stopping the danger.
Well, you're going to stop that danger, and Winston is a dick bag.
What?
Winston just, like, is sitting on my desk, and then he just went over and just knocks dice off my desk.
Oh.
I'm glad I have a cat who doesn't climb on anything ever.
Well, he kind of does, but
he
I described
really,
him.
Yeah, he tries to, and we're just like, no, you should not do that thing, and then he just never climbs on, like, he doesn't climb on desks, he doesn't climb
he
on
listens.
Chairs.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess we have a plan. We're going to come back at night and try and break into this place. In the meantime, I really feel like I should talk to one of the people that we're trying to help, but I'm seriously so out of it right now, I don't even know which one would be the best one to talk to. I think that the plan... There is no plan. There never was a plan.
There's never a plan.
There's never a plan. It's never a goddamn plan. I don't mean to be a racist here, but the fact that the dude was dressed up in green clothing and it was
Earth Kingdom?
An Earth Kingdom legend and stuff like that makes me think that the person to confront might be the Earth Kingdom noble.
And also that he's been getting contributions from that secret society.
Yeah, but my reasoning was racist.
Mine is, I guess, with facts.
Okay. Facts about race?
No, facts about where the money's coming from.
Okay, solely the money. So just the money. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. That's way more reasonable than mine, which was making assumptions about their culture.
That they love making zombies? That's Earth Kingdom racial stereotype, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They all eat rocks and love making zombies.
Mm-hmm. And they like putting Gemini in their tea.
Well, they do eat rocks. There you go.
Hmm? Wait, I've heard about three different plants. What are you guys actually doing?
Exploding.
I am in favor of the infiltrate this place at night and find out where, like, continue the paper trail, or not the paper trail, I guess the wire trail of where the tapping is going to.
Okay.
That seems the one that I would be best at.
Yeah.
Since I'm not a talker.
In the meantime, I gotta figure out some way to waste the rest of this day, but I'll make plans with Zahar to meet back up at some point at night. So there'll be less people running the switchboards at night. I'll be able to actually break in. I wonder how we could approach that Earth Kingdom fella directly.
That seems like your forte. Were you looking at my character sheet?
No, I was looking at the weird profile picture you have for me.
Oh.
What?
Oh, my Gmail.
That's some weird picture that I don't recognize or remember. For me.
Oh.
Oh, I drugged you up first.
Okay. Alright, so you guys are killing time till the evening to come by and break into this place, yes?
Yeah.
Yes. I will be looking for a new apartment.
Can this be the part where Soma wakes up from having knocked herself out on Zahar's door and then they explode?
So it's like an incident at Owl Creek?
Yes.
An occurrence at Owl Creek Ridge.
All right.
Sure. Yes.
Only this would be Monkey Owl.
An occurrence at Monkey Owl Creek Ridge.
Yeah.
Hey, I am Peyton Farquhar. Wow, that's a really highbrow joke.
Good, because I didn't get it.
It's the name of the guy in the story!
I assumed that, but I didn't remember that for sure. I read that story 10 years ago.
Yep. Yeah.
And it wasn't worth reading again.
Hmm.
I'm going to pretend I know what you guys are talking about.
You ever see Donnie Darko?
Yes.
It's that story, but better.
So still pretty
disagree.
Shitty. I don't like Donnie Darko at all.
I don't like Donnie Darko either.
Sounds like a you problem.
Regardless.
Still, I've never seen. All right.
Zahar, what are your requirements for an apartment?
probably roof and at least one room and where I could hook up a telephone.
Four walls and a toilet.
Okay, so you're looking for another slum then.
Like, maybe if there's something a little better, but...
Okay. You'd better find it before they get references from your old apartment.
What was that?
You had better find one before they get references from your old apartment.
Okay.
Which probably high-end places will require.
You can always ask Blaze for a place to live.
Yeah, but I don't really want to give him anything in return. I'd rather not make any more deals with him right now.
Okay. Yeah, you easily go out and find another slum to live in.
Okay. I find a slum and I live in it. I move my crap there.
Okay. When you go back to your old place... the door is still busted open, and creeping up, you hear movement from inside.
I peer inside.
Okay.
There is a person dressed in a black overcoat and pants crouching down and rifling through some of your piles of junk.
What are you doing here?
He puts his hands up, stands up, turns around, and you recognize the familiar personage of Detective Drood.
Oh, God.
I leave you for one day, and you start getting attacked by corpses.
Yes?
One day?
One day?
One day? I just wanted to join in.
One day? No.
Was it longer than that? Time's an illusion, and I disbelieve those.
Time is an illusion, which time doubly so.
Okay.
I'm sorry, do you remember me?
Yes.
I've been called in to consult on this case, because apparently someone felt that the Republic City Police Force wasn't up to the task.
Well, they're a bunch of incompetent boobs, so there's that.
You shouldn't disrespect boobs. They serve a valuable function in our society.
Feeding children?
Indeed. Without that, how would children be fed? The answer is formula. But we wouldn't exist long enough to have developed formula, if not for the humble boob.
I just start rubbing my temple. It's been a long couple of days.
You've got some major philosophy going on right here. Rubbing your temple so you can process all that knowledge and wisdom.
Rubbing
my temple so I don't just punch him.
You just got the knowledge bomb dropped on you. Like the knowledge nuke.
Boom.
I was trying to find some portmanteau.
So am I allowed to take my belongings to a different place?
Of course. The only obstacle is your physical ability to carry them. And I suppose any mental inability to carry them you might have.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't need it. Also, my phone line was tapped.
Interesting. So more people could hear you than were intended.
Yes.
Curious and curiouser. By any chance, were you recently in Ba Sing Se?
Yes.
I believe that I have been your stalwart shadow. Moving from place to place, always just a bit behind.
Lucky me.
Well, not just you, your companions as well.
Yep. That's what I said.
In fact, I need to talk to one of them.
And which one is that?
Your short order cook makes a damn fine cup of coffee and can manipulate the primal forces of sound themselves.
He's on Air Temple Island, probably.
That is an appropriate place.
Yeah, usually.
I wish you luck with your move. Is there a place I can contact you if I have a break in the case?
It seems like you'd be able to find me.
If I need to. Is this a test?
Sure.
It's a curious thing. All of life is a test. But even if you pass, the end result is the same.
This guy.
Okay.
This guy.
Back at ya.
I wish you luck and safety.
Thank you.
He shows himself out of the room.
Oh, God.
This motherfucker.
Okay.
So I move my shit.
Okay.
Well, I guess not all of his shit. Some of it's garbage.
Well, a short while later, Detective Druid shows up on Air Temple Island, which is in fact not where Daloon is.
Yeah, strange.
But it is where Sekhvah is. Presumably still on the shore.
I mean, quite damp. Isn't Druid no longer allowed on the island after, you know, the incident?
What? What incident?
I'll leave that to your imagination.
The incident?
Kitty porn?
Sure.
What?
Cheese pizza.
Okay. Sekhvah calls out, disembarking the ferry. Starts to walk over to you.
Okay. Getting a little better at this balancing thing. I wave.
He approaches, waits for you to come in.
I'll kind of doggy paddle my way in, kind of. I don't know, it's weird doing it on a board.
Yep. Hello there, my young friend.
Hello. How have you been?
Oh, I've been very busy. I suspect just a half step behind your group. Although I see you have some downtime now to learn the ways of Whaletail Island.
Ahi is teaching me. Ahi, this is Uncle Eddie. Uncle Eddie, Ahi.
It's a pleasure. Ahi bows politely. Curious to see someone from Whaletail Island adopt airbending.
Why is that?
Well, their culture is built entirely around the twin arts of waterbending and the spiritual world. I suppose it's not a far leap from that to airbending and spirituality. But it is a small population. It makes you wonder what determined these new crop of airbenders. Is it simply random chance? With a hand of destiny individually reaching down and poking those who are meant to have it?
Maybe.
All the same, I actually came to speak to your friend, the Master of Sound.
Oh, he went with Moana somewhere.
It's unfortunate. A lot of you were in Ba Sing Se. That's correct?
Yep.
You wouldn't happen to know anything about an explosion, would you?
What kind of explosion?
A cacophony of sound, like a great peal of thunder that originated under the earth itself, through rocks and earth upwards.
He escaped.
Wait, when did this happen?
Just a few days prior. Although, if you ask the Earth Kingdom government, it didn't happen at all.
Oh. Well, if I had to guess, that was probably Vega.
Vega?
Mm-hmm. Vega.
Should that name have meaning to me?
He was one of the people who tried to assassinate the Earth King?
Another event that never happened, it seems.
I guess?
There are no assassination attempts in Ba Sing Se.
Yeah, that's probably him.
And this Vega can produce explosions of some sort.
Oh, he's a sound bender.
Fascinating.
So, you said it was an explosion of sound, so...
Thank you. I appreciate your assistance, Sekfa. I don't want to interrupt your physical and cultural development. As you were.
Okay. Hope he's okay.
One other thing. Do you know where I can get a cup of coffee around here?
I think you'll probably have to go to Republic City for that. I don't know if our dining room has that. We could ask.
I wouldn't worry too much. I can always find a fine cup of coffee. I think that's where we'll stop, because I'm pretty sure Tom has actually died.
I'm on my way, but I'm good.
He's just on life support.
Pretty much on life support.
Okay.
There's a petition to pull the plug.
Hey, fuck you too!
Some people argue there's brain activity, but...
Yeah, it's really God's will just
What's the phrase? Persistent vegetative state?
Job, you're killing me.
You folks can take, let's 80. Say, 4 experience apiece.
80.
Ooh.
Not 80.
Huh. Can I get a bonus for playing my ideal?
Yeah, tell me about it.
My ideal is strength. I blew a door open.
You did. Yeah, you can take plus one.
Yeah! Arr, Mason.
Okay, I don't want to record Tom's last words, so I'm turning this off.
Alright, good night, everybody. Don't worry, I'll be over next week.